You must be so. Make it so.
Make it so what?
Make it so. Lonely.
Out in space. On such a tight
circle. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fumes out here alone.
I think it's gonna be a long, long time. To touchdown, bring me around again and find I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Out here alone.
No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
And all this science. I don't understand.
Beyond it, there's another dimension.
It's just a job. 5 days a week.
A dimension of salt.
Destroy North Korea. Rocket Man.
A rocket.
Is on a suicide mission for himself.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again. Fine. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no. No, no. I'm a rocket man.
Rocket Man. Rocket Man,
burning out his fuse.
Rocket Man,
and I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am. No, no, I'm a rocket man. Rocket Man, burning out his fuse out here, a rocket man.
I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Totally destroyed.
I think it's gonna
North Korea.
Long, long.
The thing is consistency.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
Do you think it's appropriate to use a term like Rocket Man to talk about a leader of another country who's got nuclear weapons?
Look, this is a way of, like, you know, getting people to talk about him, but every other international community now is referring to him as Rocket Man.
Kim launched a missile into flight. Even China
today
has condemned
Starfleet. Leonard Nimoy, this is part two.
No one seems to care.
So check icon.
About Kim's life.
Stage work today.
I guess.
Of this. And he also does a William Shatner impression, right? Okay, let's go.
Does North Korea really claim his life? Like he started driving when he was three. He's always wrong.
What stage experience?
North Korea thinks the internet's a lie, and that Otto's an Israeli spy. He's not the man they think they all know. Oh, oh no, Kim's a rocket man. And they think Japan somehow stole time, and that taking posters is a crime. Kim's not the man they think he is at home. Oh, oh, oh no. kid. Hamburgers were invented by his dad.
And I did my one-man show called Vincent.
And most of North Korea is off the grid.
I forget. I really had a wonderful time. And I was on stage.
You don't need electricity, you understand.
My
North Koreans are so lucky to have a rugged man. Yeah, rocket man. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. I've heard he's actually 7'5" and that he's good looking in disguise. He casts magic spells with his mind. Oh, 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 yeah.
We will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
And Kim Jong-un can probably fly while shooting laser beams from his eyes. He also wrote Game of Thrones. Oh, oh, oh yeah. He's a rocket man.
And
I think it's gonna be a wrong time.
You want the wrong time? I got the wrong time for you, insolent feline. For glory of North Korea.
My thing about typecasting is that it's a double-edged thing. On the other hand, it helps producers and directors.
A long time ago in a galaxy far away, the rebels first
Rocket Man.
The Empire chased us down in ships of steel. Darth Vader led the troops.
Is on a suicide mission for himself.
False
is the word. It's the word. It's the word. It's the word. It's a group in that meaning. Force can be good
or be bad in a Sith Lord. Force is the way you are feeling.
Get into this mess. I really don't know how. We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life. What vision are you talking about? Not I.
The eyes
will go our separate ways. But of course, Jawa's in space. Intrude.
I'm hopelessly devoted to R2.
But now we're caught in this trap. We'll be melted down for scrap. We're doomed. Lost my head, but still I'm hopelessly devoted to R2.
All right, shut up. I'll take these two.
Luke, that's me on Tatooine. Keeping vaporators clean. Can't go to school cause my uncle's a fool. Stuck trapped on Tatooine.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hey, let that message play. Are some hermits old and gray? Call the Obi-Wan. Is it Ben? Now he's gone. R2 went on his way. Send people hate me. Go away. I gotta find Obi-Wan. Don't be afraid, little one. I knew your dad, a Jedi Knight, until murdered was he. By Darth Vader. Wait, now this message.
I saw part of the message.
I see good habits, so let's see.
I need help, General Kenobi. I put the Death Star plans in your hands. Please help our nation. Destroy the station.
License much reboot.
You better help out, cause you said my dad. Now he begs you to set us free. Begs you to take us straight way out to Wonderland. My dad will know how to retrieve you and Alec. Hey, it's all the same to me. It's Obi-Wan that I want. Obi-Wan that I want. Help me, Obi-Wan that I want. Obi-Wan that I want. You know me, Obi-Wan that I want. Obi-Wan that I want. I just can't cope. My only hope.
Luke, that's me. It's time to flee. There's nothing left here now for me. Relatives fried, now that they both have died. I'll be a Jedi like Obi. Luke, that's me. In this wretched bee, I'm a scum and villainy. Let's catch a ride. Hope we'll find one inside. Goodbye to Tatooine.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for passes to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. It's a fast ship.
Well, this ship is smuggler flying. It's cavern diving. It's hyper driving. Why, it's the Greased Falcon!
Greased Falcon?
Go 0.5 fast light speed and make the latest win. She'll rock out with Chewbacca. I'll run all of your imperial entanglements.
So step on in, just let the Wookiee win.
Yeah, she's got it where it counts, as long as you pay my amount. So fuck over 10 grand, I'll take you to Alderaan and Greased Falcon.
I'm solo.
Falcon, you're burning up the Kessel Run.
Greased Falcon, go, Greased Falcon.
You'll never find a faster ship in this millennium.
Greased Falcon, go, Greased Falcon.
Greedo's the worst, I shot first. Greased Falcon.
Governor Tarkin had a plan. Set his sights on Alderaan. I had to lie, said Tatooine. But the guy told me psych, then saw it through. But the worst thing I could do is watch my home go kaboom.
Our position is correct, except no Alderaan. There's another ship coming in.
It's an Imperial fighter.
Look at him, he's heading for that small moon.
That's no moon.
That's no moon. That's no moon.
It's a space station. Oh no.
That's no moon. That's no moon.
You better turn the ship around.
That's no moon. That's no moon.
I can't. The tractor beam has locked us down.
I want every part of this ship checked.
Boy, it's lucky you had these compartments. Princess, he's found Princess Leia.
The princess, she's here.
We'll go to get her like a super duper trooper who was called to K421. Sneak up and rescue her with Chewbacca, Prisoner Transfer, Cell Block 1138. While Ben shuts on the tractor beam, we can go set her free.
Yeah!
I'd rather forget her and sit here and I'm a button wait for the fossil now. But you like cash better, like Moolah Moolah Moolah, pay off Jabba the Hutt, she's rich. Bling bling, money can change, come on. Save her and find Obi-Wan. Wah 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 wah.
Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Death Star
station, stuck bored as hell.
Interrogation, trapped in my cell.
I saved a girl, crazy for me.
He was my ride, unfortunately.
In the trash, about to be mashed, because of those Jedi Knights.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Yeah, she's curvy, not flat.
Tell me more, tell me more. His best friend is a rat. He's sitting in this walking carpet on my way.
Absolutely, your worshipfulness. Back to the ship. A plan I was scheming.
ET ran blasting, yelling and screaming.
Stormtroopers came, I took him down.
She and Wabba swinging around.
What a trip, got in the ship. But look, fighting Jedi Knights.
Tell me more, tell me more. You scruffy looking nerf herder.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Saving this chick is murder. It was a boring chorus anyway.
Your story's sad to tell. A space age ne'er-do-well. Most mixed up former slave boy in the stars. Your future was unclear then. In you, we sensed much fear then. Now your outfit hides your soul and battle scars. Jedi school dropout. No chamber council seat for you. Jedi school dropout. Knocked up the senator of Naboo. Well, you led the Sith in genocide. A twisted evil hellion. And thanks to that, now both your kids are part of the rebellion.
I was the learner.
You were the learner.
But now Kenobi, I'm the master.
Only of evil.
Only of evil.
Which is why your life's a disaster. If you strike me down, I'll blow this town. For me, please shed no tears. Gotta be going to that sequel in 4 years.
Now listen up to this battle plan. Take an X-Wing fighter, just one man. Come on down and do that trench. And smell the thermal exhaust port stench. Cause the chain reaction would sure be neato if you target your proton torpedo. A harder mission I can't surmise. But I used a bullseye one press that size. Just like Beggar's Canyon back home. But suddenly I feel all alone. How was I the only one to survive? But I'm standing by and they call me Red Five.
R2 Red Five, baby. R2 Red Five, baby.
Yeah! This is Red Five. I'm going in.
Trust your feelings.
I lost R2.
Jones. Star Wars dreams on movie screens. But, those Jedi.
Gone? Though I don't always remember things in the right order.
Evil alien conquerors, they're aliens from a strange land. Evil alien conquerors will conquer your very soul. Evil alien conquerors, they want your head on a pole. A is for alien, for aliens they be. C is for conquerors, and conquer you they shall. The evil alien conquerors will never be your pal.
Aliens and viruses and robots too.
Conquerors, evil alien conquerors. They rule the evil alien conquerors. Evil alien conquerors. Bow down.
But what if the aliens we meet aren't so friendly?
You will go to Earth!
We shall!
You will destroy all human life!
Yes!
Here are your swords. They are imbued with Kabidian magnificence.
Every human head shall fall!
Yes! Kayak Gug! In 822,000 Tilkrons, we will send the giant Kroker!
Such promise, and didn't deliver. And I was
in a river of light. What's true? And what is
true? Give the answer it was received.
What?
What's true? What's a lie?
Damn it. How much longer do I have to wait?
This is the story of the hitchhiker's guide to the galaxy.
Oh, fuck me, somebody.
What answer?
Other things on his mind.
You think you are so fucking special?
Who will stop lying here in the mud on the so conditional?
Who is it that brings?
Jesus fucking Christ.
What's the point? He's going to be dead in a few minutes.
Do you mind, sir?
Are you serious, sir? Do you really think the world's going to end this afternoon?
It is perhaps no less than logical that the role of the reluctant astronaut be played by that meekest of Mr. Meeks, Don Knotts.
The hopes and fears of a thousand years flashing across the sky.
Universal City Studios has, without question, turned out one of the funniest comedies in years in the story of a mild little guy whom the government chooses as the least qualified man available to send aloft to prove the merits of a fully automated space probe.
Man's brainchild spanning space and time will either bring to birth an age of love, an age of peace, or death to the spinning earth.
Yes, in just over 3 minutes and 5 seconds.
Platform. Well, isn't there anything we can do?
No, nothing.
10 seconds till firing time.
To lie down or
mark.
Put a paper bag over your head or something.
Yes, if you like.
What
fiber
the eyes of the
four,
millions seek
three,
as the stars
two,
racing
one.
By? The hopes and fears of a thousand years flashing across the sky.
Hold that out.
No. Excuse me, I've got to go.
Orders, please.
Reach that barbarian vessel in the council for every penny you've got.
Out and some green bug-eyed monster popped his head out and said, "Hi, fellas, hop right in. I can take you as far as the Basingstoke roundabout."
Institute and join a
your mouth will love you for the rest of your life.
Taylor.
It's revolting.
Oh, come
on! This stuff is the greatest.
After explaining to the real world,
this if is you the follow story me, of the I'll introduce you to the Institute's to the pride and joy.
Perhaps the most remarkable, certainly the most successful book ever to come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor. Small, yellow, leech-like, and probably the oddest thing in the universe. It feeds on brainwave energy, absorbing all unconscious frequencies and then excreting telepathically a matrix formed from the conscious frequencies and nerve signals picked up from the speech centers of the brain. The practical upshot of which is that if you stick one in your ear, you instantly understand anything said to you in any form of language. The speech you hear decodes the brainwave matrix. Now, it is such a bizarrely improbable coincidence that anything so mind-bogglingly useful could evolve purely by chance that many thinkers have chosen to see it as a final and clinching proof of the non-existence of God. The argument runs something like this. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God. For proof denies faith, and without faith I'm nothing. But, says man, the Babel fish is a dead giveaway, isn't it? It proves you exist, and so therefore you don't. QED. Oh dear, says God, I hadn't thought of that.
Stick to their protocol,
I got hydraulic failure. You're going to manual control.
You cannot do that.
Secondary hydraulic failure. You're gonna come in short.
Michael!
All set to go. All our plans realized at last.
What a beautiful sight.
We got 3 weeks to send four old farts into space. This is Flight School 101 stuff.
Look, Hawk, this is not a stripped-down show plane. You got to do it their way.
I don't need a computer to tell me how to land a damn airplane.
It's not an airplane, Colonel. It's a flying brick on approach, and you got to use your onboard computer.
Space force, 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 space force
in space. They said maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Tremendous. Tremendous. Space Force. Space. 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 Force. Space Force. Space. 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 Force. Space Force. Space. 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 Force. Space Force. Space. 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 Space.
We say that you can use hairspray because hairspray is going to affect the ozone. They say, I say, no way. My apartment is all sealed. You're telling me that affects the ozone layer.
Space Force, space, 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 force, space, 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 force, space,
space,
force.
Did I hear the tragedy of Darth Vader's wife?
No,
I thought no. I thought no.
Did I hear the tragedy of
Master Windu?
No,
I thought no. I thought.
Side of your stomach, and I said to you, Simon, You need to get to one of those poop doctors. And you just scuffed it off and you ate all those bananas. And good God, I was so ashamed of you.
His name was Solo.
Han Solo.
He was a pilot with a blaster at his side and a smile 12 parsecs wide there with Chewbacca. He was a Wookiee. They met with Luke and Obi-Wan about the Millennium Falcon. They stormtroopers at the door with the flash of Ben's lightsaber. Now there's an arm on the floor. Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. Star Wars Cantina.
I swear to you, I'd like to.
Masters and old Jedi masters at the
but I can't. Ice in space. You will never find. We knew this. More rich in time. This moment would come, didn't we? Because this is Anna. Didn't we? You're a good person. We should have gotten to know each other better.
I am Queen Galactura of the Star Empire.
The only happy people are those who have made their useful dreams come true.
Capajama.
So there we are. It's me and my pal Jackie. We're just having a bit of a chat. Just hanging out at the cantina, you know, as pals do. And up comes this little fella, butts in the middle of us, with the audacity to say, Utini! And by God, if it didn't give me a little bit of a fright at first.
My reign is known for
that's it. That's when the fight broke out.
Space.
We wasn't talking about anything too important, but it's just it's the principle. It's the principle. You know what I'm saying?
Just up here on the right. It's fine, thanks.
His name was Yoda. He was a
mutant.
Darth Vader was so bad. And by the way, he's Luke's dad. Luke kissed his sister. His hand got cut off. In that galaxy far, far away, Lucas had a lousy day. Boba Fett was so mean. Jabba had bad hygiene. Why didn't they all just relax back on Tatooine?
Today, every human being has a basic instinct
on the greatest
to help each other out. If a hiker gets lost in the mountains, people coordinate a search. If an earthquake levels the city, people all over the world send emergency supplies. This instinct is found in every culture, without exception.
Be sure to catch Apex Express on KPFA. Apex Express is a weekly program following news and cultural events.
The air is thick.
This is impossible.
Conquer the Fregnon Empire with my loyal Star Fleet.
Satellites detected a storm approaching the Ares III mission site on Mars. The storm had escalated to severe, and we had no choice but to abort the mission. But during the evacuation, astronaut Mark Watney was killed.
together as a happy family till the end. Get the dancing started. That's a good idea, Sputnik. Let's get jiggle with it.
War shall be in
you call me Picard.
Here in the heart of our enemies and with our loyal, evil, alien allies.
It's 298 days since the first manned mission to Mars left the Alpha International Space Station. The spaceship Ares and her crew of 7 men and women from different nations are now going into orbit around the red planet.
Rockets are
to make the journey with the minimum
really expensive. What happens to a rocket after they get up in space?
The Earth's gravitational
and
velocity,
they do what they're supposed to do.
The ship was obliged to enter into an elliptical orbit around the sun, known to engineers as Hohmann's trajectory. The enigmatic red planet is home to many mysteries. In 1999, the Mars Global Surveyor failed to detect a global gravitational field around Mars, but did find dozens of local fields and strange gravitational anomalies. I'm told that we have some exclusive comments from Andrei Vishnyak, captain to the mission from Mars, received just a few seconds ago and broadcast to Earth. This is a historic moment. Captain, how do you feel at a time like this? I mean, you're flying over Mars, one of ancient humanity's dreams come true.
That's enough. When we think of unknown worlds, we think of the galaxy. We think of Earth, stars, universe. But you gotta imagine, up until comparatively few years ago, that unknown world lay just a few miles away from me, where a man was born and lived and died. And that tantalizing horizon followed him. No matter how far he traveled, it was there. Just whether he was Marco Polo or a Neanderthal, that horizon was kept there.
Shatner and his family have taken a safari deep into the jungles of Botswana.
The green trees. Think of the green trees and listen. If you listen, you can hear the sound of the birds and the breeze in the trees. Listen, go with me.
But it was a difficult dream to achieve.
Just a little motion off the pad, starting into space.
This is our job, and we've been trained.
That is the Earth.
To do it.
Go with me.
We can't worry about other factors.
That's it.
And on the ring.
Man landed on the moon more than 50 years ago.
Wild, crazy angle.
Concentrate on the sound of the birds. No, don't go with me.
Equipment on each.